This time in the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, I'm going to give my instant reaction to this week's She-Hulk, Episode 6, Just Jen. All that read of this ad, I got no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll, and I have just stayed up very late to watch She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. And I'm going to give my instant take on what I think of this episode. I love it. I do. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of hate for this episode because it is not a cameo-heavy or heavily connected to the universe episode. But man, do I enjoy it. I've said in the previous weeks how much I love when they actually let Tatiana Maslany be on screen, and I know it's probably to like save on budget, but they gave her an excuse to just stay as Jen this episode, and I just love Tatiana Maslany. I love seeing her dance around. That scene where she's getting drunk and dancing was one of my favorite parts of the episode. Just, it's silly, but it's just fun to see her. She's one of my favorite actresses. I like her physical comedy. I like Drunk Jen. It was a lot of fun. And I liked the conceit of the bridesmaid. And there's so many cheesy lines you could use to have her like find a partner at a wedding, you know. But for Josh to say that he likes her as Jen, you know, it's just so like small and good, because that's her whole arc this season has been everyone appreciates her for She-Hulk, but no one appreciates her for Jen. So he doesn't know that. And she's like, oh, I'm just being Jen. And he's like, I think you're pretty amazing. Like that's a line. That's a thing a guy could say in any other context. But that's the thing is like, it worked not because it's a smooth line, but because it was exactly what Jen needed to hear. I liked it that sort of connected to the overarching story of her her journey through the show. But I'm a little worried about Josh, because we know Titania was there to fight Jen. But I kind of get this. Josh came directly for her and talk to her, and they're talking about all this hate she's getting online from all these dudes that want to kill her, and I just feel like we're going to find out Josh is in on it, especially when he's sitting at the table at the end with her, and it cuts to like some group that's like monitoring her somehow. It just seems like Josh might be in on things, and that worries me, because I like Josh. I liked him. He was sweet. He's the first person. Even Nikki has not been like, she likes Jen for Jen, but like she really likes She-Hulk too. And I liked to see someone be like, no, I like Jen. So that was nice. The other storyline, the B storyline, Mr. Immortal. Oh, that was funny and silly. I weirdly got jealous for Jen. Because Nikki was hanging out with Mallory. That's so silly. That is the silliest thing. You shouldn't do that in real life when your friend hangs out with like another friend and bonds with them. You shouldn't feel jealous about that. But I, for some reason, feel jealous about that for Jen. I think it's because even though Mallory and her seem to be getting along so far, I just feel like Mallory and her are not going to get along forever. The way that Mallory reacted when she called her friend last week, it made me think that there's still some rift between them, and maybe Mallory's, you know, being cordial, but she doesn't consider her a friend, and so that might lead to some bad things in the future. Basically, I just mistrust everyone this episode. But the Mr. Immortal storyline was silly and fun. And what I thought was funny, like, He talks about how he's in a divorce case, but he doesn't explain that it's seven people, which again, seven people, seven soulmates. What is that about? But it seems like they're going for this, like, I don't know what. It's funny that both times someone was marrying multiple people in this show, there was both seven. I don't know what that's about. Somebody do some numerology or something. But I really enjoyed that he had married so many women so close together. Like when he said, you know, I'm Mr. Immortal and, you know, marriage happens and it gets stale. I thought we were about to get a case where he like divorced one woman because, you know, the marriage got stale. And then it turns out he's divorced seven women within this lifetime of their lifetime, you know, and they were all sort of similar ages too. So it just seems like, I think there were a couple that might've been a little younger, but it just seems like he's marrying them every few years, which is much more shallow and less understanding and connecting with your spouse than even the original description of how he was getting rid of the spouses. Cause you know, honestly, I see his point. Like I obviously it's crazy and it's dumb and you shouldn't do that. If you're immortal, you shouldn't fake your own death to get rid of your partner. But I saw the point is taken that like, yeah, it's the best way to get rid of your partner. It's the best kind of divorce because they don't feel bad or whatever. Like there's a case he could make, but the fact that he's doing it like every few years is just insane and really funny. Not to say I agree with him doing it. Let me just clarify. I feel like I've put my foot in my mouth. Oh man. Anyway, good episode. I liked it. I'm really curious where this Titania storyline's going because I think we're starting to see some empathy for her. Like she's all bad, but she also is all bad because like she feels like She-Hulk is getting all the attention, and that's just sort of sad more than it is evil. And I sort of just think that maybe we'll get to a place where like Titania and She-Hulk can team up or help each other, possibly against whatever this other force is. I could see She-Hulk and Titania sort of coming to some understanding, you know, based on the interactions we had this episode. And then especially if whoever this is, and I am leaning more and more towards the leader because it is, you know, they're in the lab. Those are all the things I really enjoyed about this episode. I liked it a lot. Things that disappointed me is Daredevil wasn't in it. And we knew early on, so I got over it quickly. But like after seeing the helmet last week, I really thought they were calling their shot. Like, come back next week for Daredevil. And it was not Daredevil. And I just finished rewatching Daredevil, like the three seasons from Netflix. And it's just so good. And so I was really, really excited to see Matt Murdock show up. And he did not show up this episode. So that was a bummer. But yeah, as I was saying at the beginning, I think this episode is getting a lot of hate. I think unduly. But I think because this is the second week in a row they didn't do a cameo, you know? And they kind of spoiled us with the first four, and then they've given us two in a row. It almost seems like they should have spaced these out, or maybe even thrown one in earlier in the season before we were spoiled. Like, maybe the second episode we don't get a cameo, so that we kind of get used to the idea that, oh, some of the episodes aren't going to have it, because I do feel very spoiled by the first four. And, you know, I still really enjoy these episodes, but I definitely wanted some Daredevil. So, that showing the helmet last episode, like, they could have had her, like, wait till this episode to go pick up her dress and, like, you see the helmet, you know, then or something. I don't know. Or maybe goes back to get something tailored because it got ripped by Titania at the wedding, you know? I loved her dress, by the way. It was so hot. It was very hot, but it was also, I love the way that it changed sizes because it was a nice like long dress on Jen, but it was like a really nice like knee length dress on She-Hulk. But they both looked really good. I thought that was pretty rad. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's about all I have to say. I'm sure I'm missing something big, but yeah. I think this episode, the season's taking shape. I think there's some, you know, I love that. I think we had this in a previous episode, but the cancel She-Hulk moniker being in the episode itself is very funny. And the just online trolls, it's just funny because they had to have written this episode, you know, a long time ago. So it's funny because I'm sure there's just tons of people hating on She-Hulk for those exact reasons that people don't like She-Hulk inside the universe. So, yeah, I think if it's not the leader, it's going to be somebody. But who would it be if not the leader? I don't know. I got no ideas. Unless it's someone trying to just like recreate superpowers. Maybe it could be the power broker. Now I'm kind of digging that. What if Sharon Carter shows up as sort of the whoever's commanding these lab people or who and the wrecking crew, and it turns out to be Sharon Carter because she's, and that would also go with just the female theme of the show and get it, you know, maybe she does get to work with Titania, but it's still in the end it's still a female villain she's facing because it's Sharon Carter. That's just a random theory, but it works with someone who's trying to gather up powers and broker them. But it did make it seem, oh, I should say, it said Hulk King. That is the name on the screen. It said, are we ready for the next phase of the plan? And it said it's from, that message was from Hulk King. It could be hulking, but I think it's Hulk King, like Hulk is king, you know, I don't know. It could be someone that thinks of themselves as Hulk. It could be someone that, like the leader. It could be someone who is just supportive of the Hulk in like that. Yeah, we like the Hulk. We don't want She-Hulk, you know, I don't know. I don't know who Hulk King is. At first, I thought it said Hulkling, which I believe is a comic character, but it did not. It said Hulk King. Okay. I'm going to get off of here. It's so, so freaking late, you guys. I mean, it's only 3 a.m, but, you know, I have to be up at 6. So I'm going to let you guys go and just say, I love you guys. Thank you for hanging out. And, yeah, if you're hearing this on Thursday, we will be doing a live stream tonight. Oh, gosh, I cannot remember what time we've been doing them, but the same time we've been doing them on Thursdays. We skipped the last 2 weeks, but we're back. Back in town. We're going to be doing them tonight with Jeff and Catherine. So join us for that live stream. I'll send out an email today once I wake up. So if you're hearing this on Thursday, go to strandedpanda.com, join the email list, or just go follow us on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv, and you should get an alert on your phone with the Twitch app saying like, Stranded Panda just went live. So join us. We loved your feedback. We love doing the live feedback during the show because it gets that like immediate reaction. Keeps the conversation going. Yeah. Okay, I gotta go to bed. Love you guys. Until next time, true believers. Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.